InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing the lies and disinformation. You found it, the tip of the spear worldwide. Driving forward the truth to the heart of the beast that is the New World Order. It is Wednesday, September 11th, 2024. 23 years to the date that the deep state attacked the World Trade Center complex and the Pentagon. And I was there as we speak as the towers fell, exposing the controlled demolition. What an epic debate last night. It's going to take some real work to cover all the angles. Trump won, but it was 3-1, and Kamala lied about everything. He told the truth about everything, and it's easy to Monday morning quarterback it. She has such low expectations that because she was able to just parrot off stuff and snarl at him, she looked more impressive than she normally does. But that's like 100 pounds of dog manure versus 80 pounds of dog manure in your yard. It all sucks. It's all terrible. But because the expectations were so low, oh my gosh, she's done just a totally fabulous job. Everything she said was a lie. I have a giant stack of her lies. And almost every lie, we don't just have policy from her. We have video after video after video of her saying, I'm going to take your semi-automatic guns. I'm going to ban them. 4 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago, and this week, she was tweeting out, ban the guns, Monday. And then she gets up there and says, that's ridiculous. We go hunting. We don't want your guns. And she's got the little American flag on her lapel. She's also like, oh, I never said ban fracking. We have 8 clips of her saying it and a whole bunch of her policy reports, including a year ago saying she'll ban fracking. So in Pennsylvania specifically. Also, she goes, nobody's killing babies at 9 months. Nobody's keeping them alive. Well, I've got all the states that do it, mainstream news admitting it. And her running mate passed a law where a baby, you know, is born and the mother wants to kill it after it's born, they can kill it. Yeah, that's going on, folks. That's going on big time. And I got Governor Northam admitting it all famously. And Trump brought it up. He said that was a lie. So this is spectacular. But CNN had a bunch of focus groups, panels with just random citizens they brought in. And you can tell they actually brought them in random. Because almost every person said, actually, we were better off 4 years ago, and she's lying. And I'm a Democrat, but I like Trump. I mean, it's just like, exactly, do you like being fed manure? Like her saying, you did a terrible job. We followed your plan on Afghanistan. But she was in command, the last one in the room. Everything, everything was a lie. She doesn't want open borders, even though she publicly was calling for it a week ago and honchoed it the last 3.5 years. I mean, it was crazy. Now, could have Trump totally dominated her and done better? Yeah, Trump won by, I'd say, 70-30. If he'd have brought up 325,000 missing kids and said, you oversaw it, you're the greatest human trafficker in history with your cohort, your partner in crime, Mayorkas, and when I get elected, we're going to find those children, we're going to prosecute you for stopping the DNA testing and telling the crime gangs to come in and giving them money. It would have been a 100. He would have politically gutted her and decapitated her, nonviolently, politically, that's a metaphor, to the world. So I don't know what the hell the Trump campaign is doing on issues like that, but when you've got the nuclear weapon and you can use it and win, what is the problem? He's already been doing it in speeches, and it's true. It's a Senate report. Attack, attack, attack. The children deserve it. It's the right thing to do. It's a unifying issue, and we have them. They said surge the border. They use the Border Patrol to facilitate it. They hand them off to NGOs. You go to the houses of the people where they've given them years ago or a year ago or a month ago. They go, we don't know. We gave them to some people. Arrest them. Track where the kids are. Find them. Every day I see articles where they find little kids chained up being raped in these facilities. It's in the back of the newspaper. Holy Toledo. I mean, I haven't done this. But just to get a bunch of news decisions, I could get into Mar-a-Lago and talk to Trump, but it'll just go on deaf ears. I think I'm going to go bullhorn Mar-a-Lago for like a week about 325,000 kids. That'll get his ass in gear. I'm serious. I'm getting pissed. We'll be right back.